all of us have a certain amount of time on this earth. We were created from dust and we'll end with dust. Now I want to draw your attention to today's scripture in 1 Peter. It says, Christ himself suffered on account of sins, once for all, the righteous one, on behalf of the unrighteous. He was righteous. He suffered greatly. Not for what he did, but to reestablish the covenant as our own baptism. Is not to cleanse our body, but as a mark of righteousness, a mark of good consciousness to God. That's what baptism's all about. It's a symbol. It's a mark of that we recognize that we have established a covenant. When you are baptized, you establish a covenant between you and God Almighty, that you're going to live a righteous life. Now, again, you might not have been aware of your baptism if you were young and you were baptized in your youth. But remember your baptism at any rate. You can remember your baptism by witnessing the baptism of others. So Christ suffered on our account. He gave away his life so that we could live. Once he was baptized, his mission wasn't over. His mission started. What did he do? He went out into the wilderness for 40 days to be purified. That's what we consider Lent. This 40 days, during this time, we should be in that purification mode. We should be thinking about our own mortality, thinking about how we can be, we are tempted by Satan every day of our lives. And how we should resist that temptation and live a righteous life. He lived in the wilderness for 40 days and was tempted by Satan. And then when he came back out of the wilderness, he was proclaiming God's kingdom had come. He said, change your hearts and live and trust in the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. So my message to you is, wear the mark of righteousness. Jesus was baptized to show the way. We are also baptized and have the mark of righteousness.